Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
Good morning. And for those of you who do not know me, I'm Mary Ballou, and I am a practitioner here, your practitioner of the day, along with Susan Jancic and any of the other practitioners who are wearing a stole like this. And if for any reason you want or need prayer today, please, after service, come up to anyone wearing the stole, and we will be happy to offer prayer to you. And of course, you can also write a prayer request and just slip it into that little clay prayer vessel, or you can go online. So we are here to provide prayer for you as practitioners, and it is our joy and our honor and our privilege. So, and in this moment, it is my privilege to offer you the opening prayer. So I'm going to invite you to settle into this moment and perhaps close your eyes and take a slow, deep breath. And from this place of calm and groundedness, know with me, as I know for myself, that there is only one sweet love, one divine intelligence, one infinitely creative source. And I know this one as wholeness. I know this one as ever-increasing, ever-expanding goodness. I know this one as clarity and right action. And that which spirit is, I am as well, and each of us are that too, is that too. That love, that creativity, that wholeness. And as we share this time together, I know that spirit is right here, right now, moving in us, as us, through us. Spirit is here in the beautiful music that serves to open our hearts and open us to greater possibilities. Spirit is here in the words of Rabbi Practitioner Kalish as she shines light on the mystery of the great divine paradox coming to the world of duality in order to find divine oneness. Spirit is here as our beautiful growing community of love continues to support dear Reverend Dr. Andrea in her upcoming retirement and her next right step, and the smooth transition of our ever-expanding, unfolding goodness as a community. I bless this time, knowing that wholeness, ever-expanding goodness, clarity, and right action are present here and now. I bless all that is said, all that is heard, all that is shared, knowing we come together as love and all the attributes of love, knowing it is good and very good, and so it is.
Well, I'm here to introduce someone who is a dear friend to many of you, and some of perhaps you haven't met yet. So you probably know Kalish as one of our practitioners. But before that, she had become a rabbi. And she went to Rabbinical Seminary International. She taught me a new word. And she completed that training in 2006 to become what she calls a non-traditional rabbi, which I think fits her very well. She later found our wonderful CSL community and then trained to become a prayer practitioner and then was licensed in 2016. And I asked her what her call to become a rabbi was like. And she told me she had a dream. She saw her cousin going to seminary, and she called out, "Wait, I'll go with you." That was her own internal high self letting her know what her next step was. And even today, she's continuing her spiritual studies, and now she is studying the Kabbalah. So she says she's still learning new things and is delighted to see how the insights of Kabbalah match the CSL teachings. So this morning, let us give our wonderful, warm welcome to Rabbi and practitioner Kalish.
So, I'm reminded of Professor Irwin Corey, who would get up and just kind of move around for a little bit and then go, "However, and I don't have Robin up here to go like that." The Great Divine Paradox is the title that I chose for today. We have a yearly theme of this year is living beautifully, and this month is possibilities and challenges. So with a title of possibilities and challenges, you might know how I could have a lot of sleepless nights thinking of all the possibilities and not forgetting any of the challenges. In fact, I was struggling with sleeping for several days. And what I do is I go into prayer, meditation, whatever you want to call it. I have a conversation with God and the divine spirit, whatever name you want to use. But I would have this conversation and say, "Can you help me here? I'd like to be able to sleep better." And God said, "You're too concerned about who's going to become the president in November." So this is all about dropping that. This is all about the perfection, the sacred, the wonder. And the Great Divine Paradox actually came to me from somebody else. One of my teachers used it at the beginning of her talk, was mentioning about the Great Divine Paradox, and all of a sudden, ding, that's got to be the title. But what does that mean? What is the Great Divine Paradox? And then it came to me. Do you remember decades ago? I think that fits for all of you because the ones that are under a decade are out there. Decades ago, before when that anthropomorphic God said, "Okay, who wants to go in and save humanity?" And we all raised our hands. And I want to thank you for raising your hand to be with me in this moment. I want to thank you for trusting enough in spirit, in the divine, that we would all come here together and be doing this in joy, in wonder, in awe. Someday I'll even get to my notes and read what's here. So what I came up with was, in the divine infinite wisdom, there is a moment for all beings to finally experience and choose God or the divine in a free world endowed with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I created that from the idea of that I learned from my Kabbalah teacher. And by the way, if you hear it said Kabbalah, that's fine. If you hear it said Kabbalah, that's fine. If, you know, some say potatoes and some say potatoes. Or aunt and aunt. Anyhow, my Kabbalah teacher said that we're here to help bring God to the lower realms. And that's what we're doing every day, every moment, all the time. And it's not difficult. All we have to do is be who we are. Imagine that. Just be who you are. So in the Hebrew scriptures, it starts with Torah and it ends through the writings. Torah, the five books of Moses, and the writings, the other books that come beyond that. And the first Kabbalist, Kabbalah means to receive. So it's like it's an interpretation. And the first Kabbalist was actually Jesus. He didn't know it then because there wasn't such a word. In fact, he helped create the word because he was so good at it. So the three concepts that I wanted to discuss with you from the Kabbalah, the first one is Ein Od Milvado. By the way, I'm going to give you some Hebrew, and I could say you'll be tested, but you won't, because I won't remember a thing. But the Hebrew's kind of important, and maybe I'll remember to share why that is at the end. But Ein Od Milvado actually comes from the Torah, from the last of the five books, Deuteronomy, where it's written Ein Od Milvado, which literally means there is nothing other than God. That's it. There is only God here. When you look at the grass, when you look at the walls, when you look at me or you look at each other, you're seeing God. And you know that. Sometimes you say it in namaste. I see the God in you. I see the God in you. And so, again, I thank you for being here. And there's no spot where God is not. And the way Ernest Holmes put it is, we believe in God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause. This one manifests itself in and through all creation, but is not absorbed by its creation. The manifest universe is the body of God. It is the logical and necessary outcome of the infinite self-knowingness of God. It's like Kabbalah and Holmes, they're saying the same thing in different ways. The second thing I wanted to share with you from the Kabbalah is a word called Geula. Geula, often thought of as heaven on earth. Geula is redemption. Geula is where we're headed to. We're headed to Geula. We're headed, believe it or not, to a world that works for everyone. Not just you and not just me and not just them, not just us, but a world that works for everyone. That's what Geula is. And as Holmes put it in one of his beliefs, we believe the ultimate goal of life is to be a complete emancipation from all discord of every nature. And this goal is sure to be attained by all. It's wonderful. And Martin Luther King said, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We are headed to Geula. You can even think of some examples. You know, one day I was challenged by somebody. Or was it they were challenged by me? I don't even remember. But I do remember the feeling of Geula that came to me when we didn't bother to figure it out. Who was at fault? Sometimes that challenge of defensiveness gets in the way. Let it go. And the third might be the final Hebrew word that I bring you is bitachon. I won't ask you to repeat it, because unless you're used to going, you won't be able to. But bitachon is trust. Trusting so deeply that what's going on right now is perfect. Whole and complete. Is that what she said? No, she said other words. That's what she said. She said tov and tov ma'od. She said good and very good. That's what trust is all about. Trust. The struggle I'm having at this very moment, we won't go there. Oh, what the hell, I might as well share with you what it was. I was asked before coming up here to talk, did I want to have signs that told me how much time was left? I didn't know that I was going to need that at every minute, so I would know I was making progress, you know? And all of a sudden I'm looking up and going, I wonder how much time is left. And I don't know. And this is not the moment where they're telling me. So join me in trusting. In fact, I knew when I put this talk together and I was going to talk about trust, the biggest trust was really for me, when I got done speaking, to trust that I said exactly what you needed to hear. Because trust is really what will get us to Geula as we remember this. And speaking of trust, I was reminded of Valerie Carr's What If the Darkness of Today? What if the darkness is not the darkness of the tomb, but is the darkness of the womb? As we are here to give birth to, in this moment, to this new moment, and this next new moment, and to just allow the greater good to unfold through each and every one of us. So, let me speak for a moment about the challenges, since they come up. And when they come up, if you remember bitachon, you can trust that that challenge is coming up to strengthen us, to help us. Impatience is one of those challenges. Here I am, knowing where I'm going, trusting, knowing it's all God. Why aren't we there yet? So we have to manage our challenges. We have to manage our impatience. The next one was overwhelm. That's a biggie. Breathe. Oh my gosh, that helps. Breathe into your toes. That helps. Overwhelm is by not letting impatience guide us to try to do things more than we can, or things more better than we can, or things. And then smile. Breathe. Breathing is the antidote to overwhelm. So when I was thinking about today in this talk, I was thinking about this is really the antidote for our challenges. This is it. Knowing where we're going, knowing that it's all divine, knowing that there is an end in sight, knowing that a joke comes out every now and then and sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes they get it and sometimes they don't. I'll give you one of this morning's challenges when I realized that the hearing I do is not related to what the person said. It's like, I get into, it reminds me of, you remember the lady on Saturday Night Live? And, thank you. She goes through this whole thing about violence. No, she goes through this whole thing about violins. And then all of a sudden, I forget who it was that's sitting next to her that says, and she was Emily Vitella, and she was Gilda Radner, and she was, but anyhow, he said, no, it was violence. And she goes, never mind. So one of the things I want to remind you of is that we're praying 24/7, all the time. What are you praying for? What are you thinking? What are you afraid of? Those are all prayers. And so I'm reminded in this moment of sharing the idea of spiritual bypass. Some people talk about spiritual bypass, and I finally figured it out. So it's real important not to deny our feelings, not to deny our emotions. And then let it go. So that what we focus on is what we want to experience. That's what I was just reminded to share with you. We'll save that to the real last, and now I'll give you a story from my own life of how I became an Edwards. I don't know if you know it, but when I bought the store Pet Panache, it's a pet food store, and we sold all kinds of pet food that was healthy for dogs, cats, birds. And when I bought it, I was used to experiencing the flu every year. And it didn't even matter when I took a flu shot and actually got the flu faster. And so what I learned when I was selling Wysong food is Wysong had Omega D, I think is what it was called. They had a vitamin D capsule. They had an entire people product section. I'm not sure if they have the people product section anymore, but I know I can still get Wysong food for my non-existent animals at the moment. And what I discovered was if I started to not feel healthy, I could take my vitamin D and stop eating sugar, and I would be healthy. That worked almost completely. But then Reverend Diane Edwards was up here, and she was talking about her kids never get sick. They never get sick. Why don't they get sick? Because her husband, Ted, taught them that they were an Edwards, and Edwardses don't get sick. I want you to know that even though I am Rabbi Kalish Leviel, religious science practitioner, I am an Edwards. It works all but two or three times now. In the last 5 years. I think it was 2018 before COVID came along was when I got sick. Anyhow, that's the story of how I became an Edwards. And now, before we head into our prayer, what I want to remind you all of, quantum physics teaches us that it's all energy. It's all energy. This is all energy. Why we decided from where it was easy and blissful and come here to discover there is time and space and chose to do this, and then we die and go back there, and we call that divine intelligence? It's all a vibration. It's all a vibration. And so to take that vibration and hold it and allow it to flow from and to and through bitachon. Join me in a prayer. Knowing, Ein Od Milvado, it is all God. I am God in a costume. You are God in a costume. We all have to play our parts and be the infinite God, the infinite all there is, here and now. Knowing that there is a world out there that works for everyone. And we are bringing it here now, in this moment. And we are grateful. We trust in what we see. We trust in what we feel. We trust in what we do. We trust in what we know. We breathe, and we are grateful. We thank you, sweet spirit, that there's a podium to hold on to and say, and so it is.